to do?
Nope.
How are you feeling compared to last season, last spring training, last training camp, and how's it going for you so far?
I didn't, I didn't have a training camp last year. but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like my normal self, running around, you know, getting to the quarterback, stopping the run. You know, I'm awesome, and I'm at 110% really. So I'm not really worried about my back or shoulder or nothing. All that's good.
Jason, I know it's early in the process, but can you comment on how the chemistry on the defense with all the new faces is coming together?
We got a lot of work to do. You know what I mean? We there, but we got a lot of work to do. You know, this is the third day of training camp, so we got a while for us to get, you know, we got a couple preseason games to handle, and then we'll see where we at. But we got a lot of work to do. You know, we got to create that chemistry that we had through the years, you know what I'm saying?
You've become quickly one of the veterans around here with Tuck gone. Mm-hmm. How do you pass on the knowledge that you've learned from Tuck onto the younger guys that you're working with now?
Really, you just got to watch and see, really. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person. Tuck always been the talker. You know what I mean? When we're doing something wrong, you know, he'll come to us or whatever, which I am too. If I see a person doing something wrong, if I say I can help him out, you know, that's what I'm going to do. But he always been the verbal guy, you know, come to a player. But me, personally, you know, I play on the field. As they're watching me, they see, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. And then when we're in the meeting room, I see a guy doing something wrong, I tell him. You know what I mean? Look, try this. When you go out there tomorrow and see if it works. If it don't work for you, try something else. And that's it.
Last time you appeared, you said you were 100%. Now you said 110.
I'm 110, man. I'm out there running.
Where did the extra 10 come from?
My mind. No, but I'm 110%, man. I'm not worrying about nothing. You know, my main goal is to start the season off healthy, which I am. Get these preseason games in and play some football. And I feel like I've been out for a year.
You rushed back last year to be on the field for the opener.
I can't hear you.
You rushed back last year to be on the field for the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for John Beeson? He seems to have that same deadline.
Me personally, you know, I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? I can say that right. I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? But I feel like, you know what I mean, I needed to be out there because I was one of those guys that's a factor, you know what I mean, to the team. And with me being gone is the big difference, which it was. Honestly, all I can tell John is, you know what I mean, he knows too, that don't come out there if you're not fully healthy. You know what I'm saying? We rather had you at 100% than 50%. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, when you injured or whatever, you liable to injure something else. You know what I mean? And which I did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're 100% healthy, you're ready to go. You're not worried about this. You're not holding back or nothing. So I just tell him, he knows for sure. I know he knows that, you know what I mean? He's not going to come out there until he's healthy. So that's all I got to say.
Jason, given that you feel like last year was almost like a lost year.
It was a lost year for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to come back quicker for you, the pass rushing or the run stopping? Because you did both so well when you were going good.
I think both. You know, as long as I got this training camp in, you know, I didn't have training camp in last year. Watch film, I'm doing perfectly fine on both. You know what I mean? I say the run stopping, you know what I mean? But both. But if you can't stop the run, you can't get to the passes. So hopefully those guys up front, we all going to stop the run together and we're going to get to the quarterback. Anybody else? I'm ready for some more questions. What's up?
When's the last time you felt this healthy?
I say at the end of the 2012 season. At the end of the 2012 season. Because I came in for mini camp and, you know, I felt terrible. And then that's when I had to go get surgery or whatever. So, yeah, that was a long time. 3 years ago, right? About 3 years ago? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But now, I'm ready back. I'm ready to go. So, I'm ready. So, it is what it is. So, I'm not worrying about none of that. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully, y'all don't have the same questions next week for me. Whatever, so.
How's your strength? Are you back?
I'm good.
You're lifting
what you used to lift? I'm lifting upper body strength. I'm actually stronger, you know. Than I used to be. Lower body, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Just got to keep going. Keep pushing.
3 years ago, you kind of had 6 months.
You always had the same question, guy. Always. I'm just going to go ahead.
You had like 16 sacks, and you're pretty much relying on natural ability. Uh-huh. Do you feel like you'll be better this year now? You know,
honest answer, you know, is a mental part of the game that, you know, I focus on or whatever. But me personally, it's not natural ability no more for me. It's more mental. I'm in the meeting rooms more often. You know, I teach some of the guys, look, this is what I learned, whatever. As a rookie, the rookies that we got in, I tell them straight up, you know, just do what you can, you know what I'm saying, to help us out. But at the same time, learn the system, you know what I mean, or learn where you got to line up at, whatever. But me personally, like I said, I'm going to be out there running full speed and run chasing down running backs and chasing down quarterbacks. That's what I do best, you know what I mean. I feel like when you're thinking more, you're not playing at your best game. You know what I'm saying? The less thinking we do, the better we play.
Jason, when you were contemplating coming into the season and you were, I guess, looking to lose some weight, mm-hmm. what went into that thinking? Did you, was it because of the bad, because you felt that you weren't, that you
guys were... I don't think my weight was an issue. You know what I'm saying? I don't think my weight was an issue. I lost the weight just to lose the weight. You know what I'm saying? Let's put it like this. The year we won Super Bowl, I was 285. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was running like a lion. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So my weight wasn't really the issue or whatever. I lost the weight, you know, just because, you know, it's better than the stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting older. So mm-hmm. that's it.
Is your future beyond this year at all on your mind as you start the season?
I'm not going to lie. No. Ten Tuck gone or whatever. You know, it's on my mind a little bit. But at the end of the day, I don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? When I'm on that field, family-wise, family matters, whatever. You know, off the field issues, I'm not worrying about it. You know, when I'm on the field, it's all about my brothers and what I do best. You know what I'm saying? But off the field, that's when you go home, whatever, that's when you think about that stuff. But honestly, when I'm on the field, I'm just there playing football, doing my job.
When you think about it, do you think I got to show them
something? Nah. Honestly, I think I'm going to be here next year. Honestly. You know what I mean? Because I know how I play, and I know what kind of game I bring when I'm on the field. So I'm pretty sure everybody here knows it too.
Is it still a little strange, though? Your Tuck's gone, Hosey's gone?
Not really. You know, guys leave and come, man. Every year is somebody new coming to the team, and that's with every team around the league. You know, so you can't worry about that. You know, Tuck's gone. Now, he's a big part of the defense, was a leader or whatever, but he's gone. So now people got to step up, like me too. Entrell, Beeson. Then you got Kiwi on the other side. You know what I mean? I think Kiwi's going to be a big factor this year. You know what I mean? And I truly believe that. So at the end of the day, you know, we got it. We're gonna step up big time. And he know what he have to do, and I know what I got to do.
What makes you think Kiwi's going to be a big factor?
Because I just know. You know what I mean? I just know my players.
I mean, this is his first time really where he's coming into camp. He's the starter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? When you move guys around a lot, you know what I mean, you don't really know what your position going to be. So, I mean, but now he's more focused on the end, and he know he's a starter, and he's got to step up to the plate.
How does he compliment you?
I don't know. I don't need compliment. I'm just doing my job. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You good? Any next week questions? I need to answer now?
Yeah. Okay. What about your relationship with Strahan? There was a lot of talk a couple years ago.
We still talk. You know what I mean? I text him once in a while, but, you know, he teaches me some things, and, you know what I mean? Maybe I can teach him some things. But, no, we still talk, though.
What does it mean for you to you know?
It's a lot. Like, you know what I mean? He taught, basically, OC came in, he taught OC, and OC talked Tuck, and Tuck taught me. And that's the pattern. Maybe I'm going to teach some of these kids. Whatever. Trying to get me out of here.
Will Beattie was talking about it.
Who?
Will Beattie.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the dominate Will Beattie, to kill him, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, Will Beattie is a terrific guy. You know, on the field, he's a great guy. He's like one of our best tackles we got. And he's hurt right now. Well, he's not hurt, but, you know, he's rehabbing still, whatever. But I think he's doing a great job. I've been going against him lately, and, you know, I'm pretty sure he's out there. You know, he's at his... No, probably not his best game. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. But he's been giving me a fight. You know what I'm saying? And I love that about him, because the more I fight with him, the more he fight with me, the better we get. I don't never take a break out on Will B. And I tell him straight up on the field, look, I'm coming at you. I don't care if you tell me, oh, it's a cut play. I don't care. I'm still coming. So, you know me, at times we fight. But when we in the locker room or whatever, you know, after practice, he'd be like, yeah, I got you on this one. I got you on this one. I'm like, no, you didn't. We'll watch the film. You know what I'm saying? But he's a cool guy, and I love him. I'm glad he's back out there with us. He's a big factor of their offense. I mean, we need him. Trust me, we need him. Hopefully, he'll teach the other guys.
Hey, guys, we got to wrap up.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, no, he's good. But he's been, you know what I'm saying? He's been tough. Whatever. But I think he's going to do an awesome job because, like I said, he's a big part of the offense. And without him, you know what I'm saying, you need every player. But without him, he's a big part of that offense. So.
Yeah.